Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something to say, as I do every week about... Well, sometime during the week, different days, I take a couple of segments and just make it about the two of us. Something I've got on my mind I want to share with you, and some things I want to talk about. And so today, this segment, I want to talk about the second part of something I introduced to you last week. I introduced the customer, what customer syndrome. That was part one. And I consider this to be this syndrome to be a dangerous trend in the marketplace, and that's the reason I named it the customer what customer syndrome, or for short CWCS. And it's a condition found in companies that are more concerned with the competition than with customers. And you learned last week, I told you last week, that level one CWCS infects employees who have received little or no training about the direct link between their customers and their employer's success, and therefore their paychecks. Level one is dangerous, but it's not hopeless, because if you're afflicted with CWCS, you can be cured. The company can be cured of employees with CWCS by either hiring better people, because sometimes it's the employee's problem, or training the good people better. So that's what I talked about last week. Now level two, which only afflicts managers. Level two is more troubling and organizationally more devastating because it occurs at the top or near the top of the organization where strategic decisions are being made. The incidence level of level two CWCS is not associated with company size or structures. It afflicts all kinds of companies, small and large ones, teeny companies and managers of multinational conglomerates, all those. Like level one, the cause of level two is simple, but it is different. Level two CWCS is caused by a change in proximity. So as business grows, it's a natural law that the founders, the owners, the managers, the executives become more in the macro operating issues, which almost by definition puts them in closer proximity to competitors and less close to the customers, right? You've seen this yourself. When competitors become more top of mind and customers are more out of sight, out of mind, level two CWCS occurs. Think about that, folks. When competitors become more top of mind than customers, that's when level two CWCS occurs. And here's examples of what it looks like. Number one, first, executives see their job as a game. They think of it as almost like this is a game. They're moving pawns around on a chessboard or whatever, and it's more of a game. It's serious, but they think of it as a game. And the second thing is there's more focus on manipulating customers away from competitors than on fast evolving customer expectations and creating a unique customer experience, including training employees how to deliver that experience. So don't manipulate customers. Recognize that their expectations are changing very fast and make sure your people are trained to deal with that. That's the opposite of level two CWCS. And another example is of level two CWCS. Managers focus on increasing market share by beating competitors instead of creating customer loyalty best practices by adding value to their experience. You see what I'm getting at here? You. If you want to beat the customers in the 21st century, you've got to You got to do it through the customer if you want to beat the competitors. And the next one is a company infected with CWCS uses its size or market presence to try to intimidate customers to do business with them instead of developing strategies that create the long-term benefit of having customers that you can't run off. So those are four examples of how you might see managers, owners, founders, executives behave when they have the customer, level two customer, what customer syndrome. So it's possible for an entire industry to contract this. It happens when competitors obsess about each other so much that in time it becomes difficult to tell them apart. Here's an example. I saw a survey probably, I don't know, a few years ago that was conducted where customers leaving one of the three major office supply companies, you know who they are, they asked customers leaving all three of them, the different brands, which, if they could say which store they had just been in. It was amazing how many people couldn't tell you that whether they'd been in this store or that store or another store. That was a wake-up call for that industry. Most couldn't tell you. Such a scenario is fertile soil for entrepreneurs who are able to acquire the following treatment. And this is the being inoculated for CWCS. I call that inoculation the there's my customer vaccine, or TMC. Here's the TMC in formula. Spend more time asking what customers want than what competitors are doing. Spend more time asking customers what they want instead of looking and finding out what competitors are doing. Then develop and execute a business model that focuses on delivering what customers tell you. The TMC, the there's my customer success rate, is high, and the ROI is enormous. So now that you're cured of CWCS, you'll contract the healthy condition of repeat business from loyal customers that you can't run off. My friends, CWCS, what customer syndrome, in big business is inefficient and ugly. In a small business, it's terminal. You can't afford it. So think about that, folks. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 20 after the hour. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.